as we mentioned, the looming threat of failure in the auto industry reaches well beyond the car makers. It also affects the businesses they contract with, like auto parts makers. Tom Mullen is the chief executive of an auto parts company called TNT EDM in Plymouth, Michigan, and he joins us now on the phone. Mr. Mullen, your company supplies parts like connecting rods, engine components, things like that?
Yes, we supply tooling that produces the parts, and in some cases we actually supply the actual parts. The tooling that we do supply would make 5,000 to 10,000 parts per tool.
I imagine you're watching Washington pretty closely right about now. What's going on in your mind as you see what's happening there?
You know, I think, Alex, what's really going on is everybody's looking for somebody to blame. Nobody wants to look in the mirror. Last week, you know, they want to blame, Rick Wagner, and they want to blame the bondholders, and now today they want to blame the unions because they don't think the union has given enough. But the bottom line is, I think everybody is giving. You know, I don't understand why, you know, the government doesn't just step in and say, listen, we bailed out all these banks, the overseas banks. Why don't they just tell the banks that they lent the money to take care of the auto companies, reduce the rates down to 5% instead of the auto companies paying 8 to 10% on some of their loans, and lets everybody get back to work? Because the bottom line is, if everybody does their job, including the Republicans and the Democrats, who seem to temporarily forgotten who they really do work for, okay, I don't think any of them had to worry about making payroll. Enough of the bickering and the fighting, okay? We all have to come together, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you're an auto worker or an aerospace worker or medical field. And like I say, if everybody just did their jobs, life is real simple.
By some estimates, General Motors and Chrysler owe roughly $10 billion for auto parts to people like you. What's been going on at your company? Are you getting the checks that you're supposed to be getting?
We're getting them, but they're very, very delayed. You know, normally, you know, a good customer would pay within 30 to 45 days. Now what we're seeing is a good customer will pay within 60 to 90 days. But what's happening now is we're being stretched by the tier one suppliers to 90 to 120 days. And it's only because they're being stretched, too. And it's simple economics and simple cash flow. I mean, if the cash cow is not selling cars and the perception is out there that people don't want to buy them, the fact of the matter is General Motors has sold more cars than Toyota. Ford has sold more cars than Nissan and Honda. So these politicians really don't know. They get stuck on one little thing. It's like they're looking for something in the pepper pile to dwell on instead of looking at the whole overall picture. Now, last I know, you know, we made 8.5 million American cars last year. I think there's too many false positives that they are definitely portraying out there to the American people.
Tom Mullen is chief executive of an auto parts company called TNT EDM. It's based in Plymouth, Michigan. Thank you, Mr. Mullen.
You're welcome.
Stay with us on Day to Day from NPR News.